It's a long story. Part 21.
Down at the bottom of Loch Ness, things were very calm. The monster scratched her ear with the third leg on the right and decided that it was time to do something. She didn't usually go up to the surface during the day because the light hurt her eyes. But she was getting bored out of her mind sitting down at the bottom of the loch with nothing to do except talk to the fish. She scratched her ear again, yawned, stretched, and started swimming slowly up towards the light. 5 minutes later, the monster reached the surface, stuck her head and 15 meters of neck out of the water, and looked around. She closed her eyes and opened them again. It was a little difficult to understand what was happening. Scotland was generally a fairly quiet place, but today a lot of things seemed to be going on. On the bank of the loch, two women were fighting. A man was trying to stop them. Another man was trying to learn to swim. The road was full of cars with pretty blue lights on top coming from all directions. A helicopter landed on the bank of the loch, and some soldiers got out and lay down. There was a bus driving along very slowly, with the driver looking out of the window. The bus driver caught sight of the monster and drove into the loch. The two women stopped fighting and stood with their mouths open. All the police cars crashed into each other. A sports car stopped, and a woman got out and started taking photographs. It was all too much. The monster closed her eyes and went back down to the bottom of the loch.